This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Best thing. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to yet another quarantine-isode of I'm Horrified.
Who would have thought we'd be here, right? Not me.
Yeah. It's getting harder and harder to think of things that aren't just like best thing.
Yes, we're trying to get into adjectives. We have, oh God, what are we talking about today? Yeah, well, this is most plausible. Today we're going to be doing most plausible conspiracy theory. So
that's creative.
It's not best conspiracy theory, which.
No, that's a very different thing.
I mean, yeah, those are two totally separate ones for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel for you people. And Sam, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. I actually have a very funny story about an object in my house.
So,
yes. So this is a turvis that says Star Wars on it.
Star Wars, yeah.
Incredibly on brand. And it's because we went up to visit my boyfriend's parents this weekend, and his mom, so sweet, was like, Sam, I got you a present. I got you this really nice Star Wars turvis because I know you like it so much.
It's very cute.
Thank you. And I was like, Deb, thank you so much. And then she goes, oh, Adam. And I see my boyfriend's like little face light up because he's about to get a present. And she goes, here's some old mail for you.
No.
Like,
where is his present?
And I like am falling over myself.
Oh my God. So yeah, that's cold.
But all weekend we were quoting like, oh, like, Sam, let me go get you a snack. And Adam, here's some old mail for you.
Yep. Here's some old mail. That is, I mean, I know my mom's listening and I'm not sorry about the fact that like every time I go there, she's like, I have medical bills from 2007. Do you need those now? And I'm like, I don't need them now.
You don't really need
them. Thank you. And there's a lot of things that like, she wants me to take with me because she doesn't want them in her house anymore. So like when I'm leaving, she'll like put it like near my stuff. And I'm like, I see you. I'm not going to do it. Not taking it. We can do this dance for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely. But yeah, that's the most eventful thing that's happening to me is that we went and visited his parents, which means right. We sat in a different house for the weekend.
Exactly. That sounds
very exciting. How about you, Al?
I mean, it's my birthday week.
Yay!
Birthday week. So it's birthday week. And Chris has been treating me very nicely. He got me these very pretty flowers here. I'll show you.
Ooh, they're gorgeous.
Very beautiful flowers.
They are beautiful.
And the thing he got me for my birthday was back ordered. So he told me what it is, and I'm so excited. I won't say yet, but I'll say after I've received it.
How exciting.
But I'm so excited about what he's a nice, nice man. So he's a very nice man to be quarantined with on my birthday.
Oh, good.
And, we also like family quarantine. So I'll be able to see my parents too. So that's nice.
That's awesome.
But birthdays are no big deal. I feel bad. Like I'm a 26-year-old woman soon to be.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're like five and you can't have your little birthday with your little stupid party favor baggies and everything's the same theme as like one transformer that you like or whatever, and you pick the color of your plates and your cups and your napkin. Oh, that's sad if you can't have that. I feel bad.
Know that must be hard.
Little ones who can't have that,
at least
or, like really older, old people, like if you're like 90 or 80, like I also would want to be like, hey, fucking celebrate me, but like,
yeah,
I'm just a 20-year-old, my life's pretty nice.
Yeah, we're in the perfect age range where getting drunk on Zoom in your apartment does feel kind of like a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it's not a far toss away from what we would do normally. So.
Absolutely. I even like prefer that
we're matching today, Sam. I like that we're serving similar maroon V-neck vibes. Probably because this dress is yours.
it's yours now.
Rid of it, and I took it.
Yes, you look great in it. So I'm glad it's a hand me over.
It's from Aerie, I'm sure. I don't even.
Oh wait, yeah, absolutely.
But I'm sure it is, because that's where all of your clothing is from.
Yeah, I just did this my second quarantine order from American Eagle. I already ordered a jumpsuit and a bikini from them. Now I've ordered a pair of jeans and a bralette. Now I'm done.
You will not be done. I need to like hire someone to like watch my internet activity and like when I'm about to online shop, like beat me over the head with a stick. Because like it's gotten out of hand. It's gotten very out of hand.
We're all just doing our best right now, you guys.
I bought a printer yesterday.
We brought a printer for quarantine too.
I don't even want to talk about it.
It happens.
What's the matter at hand, Samantha? What are we talking about today? I already said we're talking about conspiracy. It's not a reveal. Conspiracy theories.
But like what we think are the most believable conspiracy theories.
Ones that could be legitimate, the most plausible.
Yes, absolutely. And what are you going to be talking to me about today, Al?
Well, I think that this is a pretty easy one because we all know that 9/11 was an inside job. So, you know what I mean? No, I'm not going to talk about that.
I was being bold, but let's imagine, go there, you and I. Can you imagine? God.
And you learned something new about me too. No. I am going to talk about, I feel like the obvious one. I feel like this one is the obvious one. Is this like, I don't know if this is a hot take or not. I mean, I'm so anti-conspiracy theory, so it's hard. It's hard for me, other than like Burke did it, but that's just like, that's just like gathering evidence. I don't know what to say. Like, I'm not a cop, but come on. I don't believe that in the 1960s, this country, think about this country, had the capabilities to put a man or anyone on the moon.
Really?
I'm sorry. I don't think so. I don't think Americans, Russians, anyone, monkeys, anyone, no one was getting on the moon. I'm sorry. It's not happening.
Talk me through that a little bit.
What's that?
Talk me through it. What's...
So, like... I think we've been to the moon, right?
Okay.
We've been to the moon, for sure, Sam. But, like, we didn't have CDs until 1982, right? So, like, I am just, this is what I think. It's, like, there's a lot of political tension in the air. Russia and, or the Soviet Union, rather, and the United States, and it's space race, and it's the Cold War, and there's a lot of animosity and people are really unhappy in the countries because like nobody knows what's happening with not nuclear war. Now I'm thinking of the Cold War. No, the Cold War was in the 60s, right?
Yeah, I think it's all the Cold War.
I'm thinking of the Cold War in the 80s. Well, it lasted a long time.
I sound like
a fucking idiot right now. But no. The Cold War is happening in the 60s a little bit. Yeah, it's happening. Oh my God, I sound like such a dumbass.
That's why I don't know. It went on for so long.
Whatever. My point is, they were having a backy forth, right? And what I think is that neither of them were doing anything super well. Mm-hmm. Like, they got a man around the solar system. No, they got a man around the Earth, mm-hmm. right? I've been alone in my house all day, and now this is how I talk. Like, so Russia got a guy to, like, orbit Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if they did that, but like they apparently did that. And then we put a man on the moon in 1960, whatever. And what I think is that maybe there was some sort of like white flag of peace where the powers that be at the very tippy top came together and were like, look, neither of us have the technology to do this. But everyone's expecting us to. So maybe what we'll do is just like, we'll each give each other wins and like neither of us will try, like we'll, everyone will just kind of like go with it. And like, we'll fake a couple things until we have the technology in like the 80s.
Ooh.
And then we'll just call it even. Like And then, so that's why they were like, okay, well, you had the first person orbit the Earth, so we're going to have the first person, like, walk on the moon. And they just kind of, like, the higher-ups were just saying, you know, we're just going to agree to let the people believe that we're making progress space-wise, because both countries needed, like, the patriotism and morale. But they weren't going to be able to get to the moon. I don't think so.
It does seem like, hard.
I saw Hidden Figures, and I did cry. I believe she could have done that, but not by herself. And, like, not just, like, it's, like, the technology at the time. Like, we didn't have personal computers. The whole point, the whole time during Hidden Figures, like, they're bringing in a computer for the first time, like, a physical computer for the first time. I'm short-circuiting right now. It's not possible. So I don't think we went to the moon at that point. I think Neil Armstrong is a liar. I mostly think that space is terrifying and that some stones are better left unturned.
Ooh.
Is my last point. So yeah, that's me. That's my truth.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. But you think we've been to the moon since?
We've been to the moon.
But we weren't then.
But we were not on the moon then. Mm-hmm. No way. No way, Sam. Do you think we were on the moon?
I don't know. I like to think we were.
No way.
I will say for my argument, we probably were on the moon for what I'm about to talk
about. Oh, is that so?
I think so.
Well, I also say that, I will say that this whole argument is rooted in a distrust in science, which I don't want to make part of my personal brand. So I'm open to the idea that there are some things about astrophysics that I don't personally understand, but that doesn't render them unreal.
Necessarily.
I'm not super open to it, but I am open to it. But Sam, are you doing something spacey as well?
I am, yes. You guys, I want to talk to you today, and you, Allison, about a little place in Nevada called Area 51.
Yes, girl. Yes, God.
Yes. So Area 51 is like the common name of this super highly classified U.S. Air Force facility. It is the public reason for it existing. Is that it is the home to the nation's overhead surveillance program. So starting in the 1950s, like, that's where they were building and testing a lot of spying aircrafts. And that it's been so secretive because they're building, like, the next generation of spy aircrafts there. So they really don't want anyone to get it. Fine. But since forever, people have theorized that Area 51 has another purpose, namely to study aliens and alien crafts that have landed on Earth, but the government doesn't want you to know about them. And frankly, I think this is plausible.
I mean, where else are you going to put them?
Specifically, people think there's this massive underground lab in Area 51 under a lake called Groom Lake, and that's where they keep the aliens. And it's either, maybe it's just their crafts. Maybe it's bodies of aliens who have crash landed and died. Maybe it's alive aliens that they're keeping prisoner. Maybe it's alive aliens that are there on diplomatic alien missions and they're in peace talks with our government.
No, we've seen that episode of The Twilight Zone.
Yes.
We know that that's not good.
So it's like, the government's like, of course not, you guys. But here's some other things the government has done regarding Area 51. They've provided really minimal information about it. The lake and the area is permanently off limits to both civilians and also just normal military air traffic. So if you're just like kind of a lower level person in the military, you can't fly over Area 51, even though you're literally in the military. And they like check security clearances all the time. And military pilots risk disciplinary action if they go into, like, the box surrounding Groom Lake's airspace. So that's weird. And then there's the Skylab incident, which is basically this guy, Dwayne Bay. He published this article, Astronauts in Area 51, the Skylab Incident, in the Space Review. And it was based on this declassified memo that was written in 1974 by an unknown CIA official. And it was basically that Skylab, which was like this big satellite in the sky, had accidentally photographed a certain location it was not supposed to photograph. And the memo states there were specific instructions not to do this. Redacted is the only location which had such instructions. And the name of the location is like not clear in the memo, but it was pretty clear from context that it's Groom Lake. It's Area 51. It is the only place that the CIA was like, do not ever photograph it. Not even our stuff. Like, don't, no one can photograph this area. That's fucking weird. So I think there,
I would just think like guns, like so many guns, like,
but in a way, don't we want other people to know that we have so many guns?
But we don't, or maybe like weapons or like nuclear stuff where it's like a type of science that is so dangerous that if it got out, you know, it would cause like World War III or something. Well, like that's the whole thing, is like the first person who figured out nuclear stuff. I don't know. God, it hurts my head. My head hurts.
I'm sorry. And I gotta drop one more truth bomb on you. Another reason I believe this.
Another?
Is because UFOs are real and the government has confirmed it.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. So on April 27th, 2020, recently, the U.S. Department of Defense issued a public statement that basically authorized the release of three UFO videos taken by U.S. Navy pilots. And it basically depicts, like, airborne heat-emitting objects in the sky, but there's no visible wings or like exhaust, and it's performing aerodynamically in a way that like aircrafts that humans are familiar with can't really do.
Did they check if it was a bird?
I think they did. I think they made sure it was not a bird. And then they were like, this might be aliens. They don't use the term UFO, but they say the aerial phenomena observed in the videos remains characterized as unidentified.
That's just a long way of saying it.
It's an unidentified flying object, man. And even though like this confirmation by the government is new, videos like this have been surfacing like since the early 2000s. So they've known about them for a long time. If it's taken 20 years for the government to be like, yes, occasionally there's something weird flying in the sky and we don't know what it is, then what else could they be hiding? And where else could they be hiding it but Area 51? And I personally welcome our alien overlords, and I hope they have a cure for COVID-19, because we certainly don't.
Absolutely.
But that's what I know.
They're probably either more or as benevolent and kind as we are, which is middling.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone's like, oh, they'd be evil. And I'm like, well, we're all fucked up too.
Yeah.
Why judge them? But then also, I watch The Twilight Zone a lot. Mm. So that scares me.
That's true. That's true. But I'm just saying, I think something, maybe it's not aliens, but something is going on.
No, it's probably.
They don't want us to know about.
Probably aliens.
It's probably aliens. Or, that's where I'd put them.
Or if I was
the government, that's where I'd put them.
Or, Sam, it's the soundstage where they fake the moon landing.
Another great point.
And everyone would be like, why is there a soundstage? And then.
That would be bad. That's why you can't photograph it, because it will look like the surface of the moon.
Well, you're giving me a lot to chew on, Samantha.
Yeah, Google these UFO videos. They're wild.
I will do it again. You send me them. You're a good person to have around at a time like this, because you always have that perfect, you have the kind of content that's that perfect mix of absolutely useless but totally fascinating.
Thank you so much.
You know, like, if I'm like, I just need to like go fucking ham on a like very specific niche documentary about like a religion that wasn't like a murder cult, but definitely had some weird shit going on, you'll be like, I have four of those. Like, it's just really helpful to have you around from a logistical standpoint.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to serve that purpose in your life.
Thank you. Now you will continue to do so.
Everyone, if you need that, just let me know and I'll hook you up.
Yes, she's on retainer for me, so I'll take in projects as requested. But we love you guys. We're all hanging in there. We're all different, also levels of hanging in there. This is a lot harder for some of us than for, you know, others. We have it pretty good. So if you have the extra bandwidth to be kind to somebody and to be generous with your time, your money, whatever you got, try to do that. I've been trying to do that. It makes me feel a whole lot better. So we love you all. Be well. See you next time.
Be well, guys. Bye.
I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production, recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at I'mHorrifiedPodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at I'mHorrifiedPodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only minicasts, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/I'mHorrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.